I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Over the years, we've watched as airlines have consolidated, merged, or outright failed. And that isn't great news for travelers, and I'll tell you why. Fewer airlines to choose from means less competition, and now it means fewer routes. Between 2007 and 2012, U.S. carriers cut domestic flights by 14%. And it's the smaller and medium hubs that get really hurt. A study from MIT found that departures at smaller airports dropped 18%. These cutbacks mean you'll have to take more connections to get to where you need to go, longer layovers, and of course, rising airfares. And in the short term, there doesn't seem to be a solution in sight. So here's my advice. Book your flights early this summer, and if you're talking about a trip of under 400 miles, consider the train or even the bus. They've quickly become an economically viable alternative. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.